In my room, I'm smoking a fume. Fume is literally flavored air. Relax. I've never smoked anything in my natural born life. I promise. Hand on Bible. If you don't know what this is Talking Tough, a digital diary of sorts where I say my actual thoughts as they come out to help you say your actual thoughts as they come out. Anyways, I believe there's a power in introspection, and when you do so, it's therapy and it gets a lot off your chest, and you have to come in new rooms free and light. Anyways, today I'm not free and light about anything. I'm pissed. I'm actually really pissed off, and here's why. Every year around March, there's this big tournament. If you guys never heard of it, 68 teams. It used to be 64. Now it's 68. First four, they lose, win, whatever, and then it goes to 64. Well, my Red Raiders lost. That's not why I'm pissed. I'm obviously still pissed. But around this March time, there's also something, a new indentin. What? A new event now. A new event nowadays for the past couple years. And it's called Name, Image, and Likeness. It's called Transfer Portal. It's called Madness. It's called Absolute Insanity. It's called Stupidity. It's called Misguided Information. It's called Greed. It's called People in It for the Wrong Reasons. It's called, we don't even know how to lose. We don't even know how to lose. I think, and I know there's a value in losing. There's a value in losing. And we're in a place, in a point in time in this college sports world where the incentive to lose is honestly, it's way too high. And when I say that, it sounds like I contradicted myself, but I didn't, and here's why. There's an incentive to losing, and losing means learning what it takes to actually gain success. Success only comes off the backs of repeated losses, repeated failure, repeated mistakes. And so when I say nowadays we're incentivized in losing, I'm saying that for the long term. Like we're pushing, we're so scared, we're in fear, we're jumping. We don't want this short-term loss of having to sit on a bench and have less minutes than a guy in front of me and saying, I gotta go if I'm not having playing time. I gotta go if I don't like it. I gotta go. Anything you don't like, any situation that's uncomfortable, you jump. You don't want to lose. You don't want that feeling. You're in fear of staying there, masking it as I gotta chase my dreams. But chasing your dreams is sitting on that bench and figuring it out. Chasing your dreams is working back from injury. Chasing your dreams is doing the little things to build your spirit, even though everybody counted you out. Even though there's offers to jump other places, facing that fear is staying down. And nowadays, everybody's jumping to the next move and the next spot. And these coaches and these players and these teams, obviously, they got to win. So they're just following suit. It's embarrassing, bro. It's embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. There's a distortion of reality going on in college sports where you got players asking or players' families asking for crazy amounts of money. And who am I? Let me say it's not my job to judge the amount of money, but you're asking this. Bro, it's like I don't want to talk about the money thing. Well, I don't even care, even though because I'm saying if it comes off, oh, he's just talking about it. No, I don't give a damn about the money. That's not the point. The point is this. When will a kid learn what it takes to actually win? When? When you got so many voices in his ear. And now you look up 4 years, four schools. At the end of it, what does he have to show from it? Does he have a community? No. Does he have a school that he can go back to? No. Does he have real memories and a real tie to a place? No. Did he learn to stick through it? No. There's a value in staying in a place for years on end, learning and grinding and going through it. There's a value in it. And when you have so many people from the outside that don't even know what it is to be on that floor, to be in that locker room, to be with the guys, to be with a team, to be grinding through the tough parts of a season, the off season, to be grinding, like you don't even actually know what it takes. And then you're finally clicked on. There's finally a moment in the season where it's not showing up in the stat book, but you're clicked on. But everybody else is telling you to leave. And all these people are telling you to leave. And then you have a situation with a coach or something. And then you're like, all right, I should leave. And then you leave. Not knowing all of that could have been settled. What are we doing, bro? What are we doing, bro? We're raising up losers, bro. Long term. And what is a loser long term? It's someone who does not stick and stay down and stay committed to what they're doing, does not persevere, just wants to jump, wants to jump, wants to jump, wants to jump, wants to jump. You see it in the job market too. I want to jump, I want to jump, I want to jump. Bro, it's so annoying, bro. Soft, bro. And it's crazy because I've seen it on the professional level, too. I've seen guys come out early and I'm sitting in the locker room with players I will not name. And they're literally voicing to me, I shouldn't have came out. I would be in college right now. I would be in college having fun with friends, learning, playing a big game. I would not be here right now. But that's where these players want to go. But the players on the other side want to go back. And then it comes to a place of a lot of these athletes are traveling and transferring to these schools. And then they're having FOMO when they watch the school that they just played for win, or their fans and a place that they really love. They felt like they had to leave. Whether it's their family, the outside, they feel like they got to leave. So they leave. But now they're like, dang, like, I really love that school. It's so annoying, bro. And then you don't even know if the new school, the community, the people rock with you like that. They don't know you. And who's to say it's on them to actually pour in? Texas Tech, we pour into all of our guys. I'm not talking about us. But who's to say? So then the player that transferred feels isolated because it's a new everything. It's a transitional stage. And when you're in a transitional stage, which I talk about on this podcast all the time, it's the most vulnerable time ever. You're vulnerable. Yeah, your pocket's probably fuller. And your head is filled with nonsense because everybody coming in from all over. And you don't know who's who. And the trust is low because you just got there. And you're in your most vulnerable state. And you might be in a city that you didn't know before. It's so weird, bro. This is a weird time. And there's so many people rushing into college sports for the wrong reasons, because they see a big market and they're trying to take. There's a business case to it, duh. But who's in it for the right reasons? I've got a passion for the athlete. I've got a passion for these conversations, and I've got a passion for truth. This year on Twitter, I'm always vocal on Texas Tech Twitter, on my Twitter. Again, I always say this. I am Norrence, who happened to go to Texas Tech, who happened to love Lubbock, who happens all of that. But I am not Tech. So when I have a view that some people are like, oh, why would you say that? Because God made me with my eyes, with breath in my lungs. He also made that for every other person. But do not equate me to be tied and married to other people. I will push this and argue with everybody on earth about the free speech thing. Do not take somebody's voice. Do not take somebody's expression. So when I say there's a couple things I was so upset about this year, it's because we've got people, now I'm speaking from a Texas Tech fandom lens, that's never won. And again, when I say this, I mean in the highest way possible. It's like not as, oh, Norris is on the high horse. Outside looking in, if I'm learning about a new market, a new sport, I'm going to the experts, even like today. Bro, I've watched so many videos on editing because I want to do it really great. And I'm looking at all the top YouTubers and I'm studying. I'm in Skillshare. I'm learning from people that's done it. That's what you do. So when you have college sports and you got all these voices coming in and we lost to an NC State and we lost because we didn't have post defense and we lost because of the physicality and the rebounding and all those things that we've had an issue with all year. And some of the things, these very things, I've said it earlier in the year. And obviously our coaching staff said it earlier in the year. But when I say it on Twitter, it's a thing. And that's ends up being the thing that we lost for. And so it's like, what are we talking about on there? Are we telling the truth? Are we pouring in real ideas and real... It's so frustrating because I know that players and people listen and people pay attention. And then the attention to detail, the identity of what, now I'm talking about Tech, goes down because we're listening. Then after the game, bro, I'm just ranting on Tech. Then after the game, I'm seeing all these things of, oh, we had a good season. This guy was battling this injury. This guy is dead. Who cares? Who cares, bro? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? We don't need that to come out to be like, oh, we really did it. Yay. Bro, hell no. We got to get better. We got to get better. We got to get better. Point blank, period. You getting the money, aren't you? Yes, check. You getting all the things. You getting everything. And then you want the whole, man, the pat on the back because you played. Bro, you building up soft people. Bro. You cannot build up soft. It does not work. That does not equate to winning. Let somebody sit in that. We lost. Let them sit in that. Let them feel all of that. Because this is the time where you build winners. But instead, you want to say, oh, you're all right. You guys did great. You got building soft, bro. And I believe that's going around all over the country. If you got guys that's never won anything asking for figures that are insane. And it puts coaches on a bad spot because it's like, how do you coach this kid without him running and jumping and wanting to go here and wanting to go here and wanting to go? It's a weird spot. And it's not to complain about it. One is to vent and to actually say what's the truth is, because I don't think anybody's having these conversations. But then it's finding solutions to build and create more resources around supporting the athlete in the right way. How do you go about it? Is it the education? Is it a mentorship? Is it, I don't know, but I know that we can't keep doing this, man. We can't keep doing this. I don't personally like what college sports is right now, and it can't continue this way. How does this help you in your life? Honestly, for this one, I'm not sure. But I know that whenever you have a burning passion and desire and urge, sometimes it takes these moments to flesh out your idea, talk to yourself, get your thoughts out. Like, I'm so passionate. I just wrote about this and now I'm, because I just want to figure out what I think about it. I really want to sit here and think because I get so angry when I get on socials, because it's not an anger because of, oh, what are they doing? It's an anger because I know what it takes to win, bro. And you're not helping a young athlete. And when I see it from both sides, what these guys want, and they go to the pro level and they're literally saying, and I've seen guys with all, you have the money, you have the cars, you have the notoriety, and they're still in a place where they feel isolated. When they're in a tough spot, none of that helps. I believe when you're in a tough spot, you get to the pro level when there's less support. You think there's more, but you have everything you ever wanted. But you haven't built up the reservoir to how you deal with certain things in your life, to persevere. Yes, you persevered. Not saying you've never persevered and gone through anything in your life, but those deep and dark moments that you go through in college, they build strength. They build power. They build confidence. I broke my left foot, came back. In the tournament, I played right after the tournament. My coach left. In the next practice, when Coach Beard came in, broke my other foot. I played on pills out of Kansas my last day before I had to go on waivers. After the game, I literally could not walk. I was on crutches because my foot was broken, but I played. This is not a whoa champion, Norris. Those are the moments where you understand I'm going to give my all for my team and I'm going to stay down and I'm going to work my body. I went from 300 pounds to 240. I'm going to work my body. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to lead from off the court. I dealt with family tragedy, as it's well documented. And it's all of these things in a city, in a season, with a team, a new coach, dealing with ambiguity on all sides, that mirrors life. And so when you try to run, when one thing goes wrong, when do you have the evidence? When do you have that toolkit to say, okay, I've seen this before. I can jump through that. I can fight through that. I can beat that. We all want the accolades and the wins. We want it. We want it. We want it. That's not a bad motivation. That's not a bad goal. But the way to get it is to learn how to lose. It's to sit with a loss and not have all the outside voices and opinions about the loss, about, oh, actually, it's a win. No, it's a loss. This is done, bro.